here with Woodward and Witt on this Monday morning, and look who is live in studio with us right now. It is the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, with updates on the great wealth transfer. Good morning, Don.
Well, that you gave me quite an introduction there.
I know. Hey, it's Monday.
We got 32 degrees, and he's still wearing shorts.
Well, I go work out after this, John. Hey, Why don't you join me next time? We'll do a little lifting.
I'm impressed. I'm just saying, I'm impressed.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm talking with a lot of families, about what it takes to, what it means to pass wealth on to the next generations. And economists call it right now, what's going on right now, the great wealth transfer. And it's not hype. It is real. It's large and it's already underway. Research from Cerulli Associates estimates that roughly $84 trillion, that's with a T, a trillion is a thousand billion. Anyway, that will transfer generationally in the U.S. through about 2045. More than $50 trillion is coming from baby boomers alone. And that isn't a ripple. It is a decades-long wave of home equity, retirement accounts, businesses, and investments moving to heirs. And it causes people care about. A lot of them are giving money away. So how far along are we right now? Well, meaningful amounts are already being transferred each year, but we're nowhere near the end. Boomers still hold the majority of U.S. wealth, and the largest movement of dollars will occur over the next 20 years as this generation moves through its later retirement years. That means there is still time to be thoughtful and intentional. It's not all going to the kids. While most of the projected wealth will pass to heirs, estimates suggest roughly 10 to 12 trillion will transfer. Ultimately, it'll flow to charities and philanthropic causes. Boomers continue to be the most generous giving generation and are the major driver of charitable giving, including legacy bequests. So what does this mean? Well, for boomers, it's a chance to decide what story your money will tell. How much supports the next generation? How much supports causes you believe in? And how much supports you enjoying life now? For future heirs, it's wise to view any inheritance as possible blessing, not a financial plan. Plan as if you're not getting anything, whether you are or not. Now, the great wealth transfer isn't just about money moving. It's also about values being carried forward. And, of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
How come they're not, sharing any of that wealth with me? Ted, have you? No one's sharing that wealth with us.
I am not an heiress.
Neither am I.
You're not an heiress. Okay. You are definitely not an heiress.
Well, you mentioned the 20-year timeline.
Yeah, that's
got to concern nonprofits and charities 20 years from now when people don't have income to give to charities.
Well, but also with all this wealth being transferred down, it's making people who weren't necessarily really wealthy, it's making them wealthy. I've seen it. I've seen it in my practice. I've seen, clients who are in their 40s to 60s getting huge sums of money when their parents pass, and it's helping them with wealth. And of course, they're going to create their own philanthropic thing to give to starving radio hosts.
Well,
you got to start a nonprofit.
If they need some place to send it, I'm sure Ted and I would be happy to take some.
Yeah. So a lot of charities are faring quite well.
Okay.
Or at least they're in line to. And like I said, there's another 20 years left on this transfer that's going to happen. But it's huge. It's a lot of money.
How was the weekend, Don?
Weekend was good. Unfortunately, my lovely wife came down with the cold that I had last week. So she was racked up a little bit, but we got a lot of things done around the house and just kind of a calm weekend, which is nice. By the way, my house plans for building a house in Colorado, they got approved.
Well, things are just looking up.
They are. So now it's time to get serious with it. It's still got to go through the county there and get approved there. So I've got to get my designer draftsman person to draw up some specific construction plans, but at least the architectural review has been approved. So we're real happy about that.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's all going well.
Speaking of wealth distribution.
Well, my daughter should do well.
There you go. Yeah.
No, it's not. No, this one, I'm scraping everything together I can to build this house, and it's going to be hopefully a gathering place for family. So, you know, something that family and friends.
That'll be nice.
Come on out and do remote broadcasts from there.
That sounds like a date.
Okay, let's do it.
I want to be like Cato Kalin, just kind of take up residence in some sort of a pool house you have
Ted
out back.
Ted the house boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's funny.
All right.
I've seen you in a Speedo before.
Oh,
you know,
my. So, oh, there's
so
an image.
You could be cleaning the pool, you know.
Could be. Don, we appreciate it. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Woodward and Witt, beginning week number 2 on the air.
Yeah, we survived.
Here we go. How was the weekend?
Boring. But that's okay. I was actually in the mood for a lazy. Well, you know, we prepared for the snow, so we didn't make any plans, and then that turned out to be a dud. So that's okay. We were ready, and the city of Wichita was ready. I noticed they were all, you know, had everything treated and turned out didn't need it.
Officially 0.2 inches on the west side of town at the airport. I feel like on the east side it was 0.0.
Yeah, yeah. It was,
I don't think it even made it.
It was unimpressive, but that's okay.
I don't think it made it past the, you know, the big ditch.
No, and you had the Shocker game. They outperformed.
Shocks played well yesterday,
which is good. Unfortunately, my Jayhawks failed to do the same, but that's all right. You know, they'll bounce back. I saw Bill Self called
them
out.
Nobody wins at West Virginia.
No,
West Virginia.
Except West Virginia. They can't take it on the road.
They haven't
apparently
lost a home game.
No.
So yeah. So here we are on a Monday morning. So, glad to get at it, Jad. Your weekend.
My weekend was pretty good. Watched a couple of hockey games. Enjoyed Blackhawks splitting one win, one loss, and not too bad a weekend. So yeah, and everything was good. And like John said, it was a little uneventful, a little boring. I was kind of expecting, just due to some behind the scenes things here, I was kind of expecting like a panicked call or two,
weather wise.
No, just from things going wrong here. We made some fairly substantial equipment changes last week, and there was the chance I would be needed, you know, to rapidly make some kind of a change this weekend a couple of different times, but everything went well. So.
That's good. That's,
yeah. You know,
no watched, news is good news.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of movies. One I'd seen, one I hadn't seen. I watched Hoosiers over the weekend.
That's a great movie.
Which I just love.
Gene Hackman movie.
So much. And I watched the Downton Abbey finale.
You know, my wife and I watched that not too long ago. We've loved every one of their films, and we're planning to take another trip. It'll be my fourth trip to Scotland. It'll be her first. England, Scotland, and what did you think of the?
Well, I mean, they wrapped it up.
They wrapped it up.
They
yeah.
wrapped it up. Which,
that's kind yeah. of that. That's the way we viewed it. It was. They wrapped everything, but it was kind of a.
It was a little bit
let down.
It was kind of sad at the
yeah,
end. Yeah,
yeah. It just sort of like, oh, okay. Yeah. It was sort of anticlimactic.
There was a little bit of melancholy there. But, yeah, you know, that's what you do when you wrap up something that people
yeah.
love.
Yeah. It didn't really overwhelm you. It wasn't a wow moment. But then again, how else would you wrap it other than to just sort of have everybody wander off? And it was fine, but it was just sort of I really enjoyed. If you haven't watched the series, I would encourage you to do so. It's a great series. But yeah, how else would you end that? If you watch, there's a spinoff, sort of a spinoff series, and it's really a good show on Amazon Prime. But.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Hi, Wichita. This is Reese from Cavens Group, and we're...